Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Laundry with the T-Theory Observations for Sunday, September 5th, 2010. Well, last Wednesday, I posted on the T-Theory Foundation a commentary which looked to the future for a way to develop a new tea. That was the one topic. And the other was that I thought that gold had a very good opportunity to become the leadership area on the upside going into the new year. If you haven't heard that, there's a link that's directly above here. You can go to T-Theory Foundation and call it up and listen to the audio and look at the charts. In this report for the observations, we're going to look at three charts today which expand on that theme. The most important one is the first chart showing the big T picture, and it's always a good idea to keep a big T picture when you have a trying to decipher some of these trading ranges. What's happened is that if you look at T13, you see I've added in a trading range top in red letters, and if you look at history, if you go back to the previous T12, you see you have a split double bottom.
It's 8 o'clock.
We have a split double bottom there in the prices of the New York index, of the S&P 500, and you get what happens is you get a reflection off that bottom that's sort of double, and so you should have a double top at the right end of T12, which is the case. For some reason, this T, it does have clearly has two bottoms. In the late November of 08 and the early 09 bottom, but it's missing the second top. There should be a double top. There should be some kind of a rally that carries you up into the trading range. Maybe it doesn't reach the top, but you know it's sort of there. These little punches up are always found in history as small as bullish T's that arrive near the end of a trading range while a market has been left in an oversold condition in a bearish T, which collapses and it kind of sets into a bottom phase, that its time runs out on it, and it leaves enough of a decline in the volume oscillator pattern to make the left side of a new T, and then the new T becomes bullish. You can't say that's going to happen, but I did notice that the rally is quite good in the last 3 days of last week. And if you look at the gold mining stocks, they've all hit record highs, and I think they only go up when the market wants to go up. So I think that that's probably the likely scenario. So I'm going to say that right now what we're doing is we're looking for this second rally to make a double top to match the twin lows that they have them, because it's an echoing type of a phenomenon. Getting to do that, you have to go into the next chart, which has got the details. In the first chart, we've got the next chart here. We just have the reproduction of the chart that I did on Wednesday. And you have, at the top, you have a small S&P 500 T, which is, I tried to look at that on a very detailed chart, and I think it's the next trading day, but it could be the day after the next trading day. Because on Friday it looks like it's short 1 or 2 days, and that T is the essence of a bearish T. You just have a rally on the end and it drops you off. Then below that we have the small advanced decline T. Since advanced decline T's are generally quite good, because we use them on the big picture, if you do draw this is the biggest advanced decline T, about the biggest advanced decline T that you can draw, and it also ends. So you would conclude that this sharp rally that you're having here is the characteristic of a final rally in a bearish T, and it should suddenly, we got Labor Day, we're ending the summer and so forth, when people come back after their vacation, they're going to get hit with profit taking is what I would assume. And you're going to get the volume oscillator, as long as that occurs and the volume oscillator goes back at least to the zero line or a little bit below, you can then go to the third chart and it shows what the normal development is in this crazy pattern where bearish T's run into bullish T's. And you would end up with a new T being formed, which is generally put the way I've got it there. Okay, a center post of the T occurs when you pull back into a oversold condition. I have no idea where the center post of the T is going to be, except that if you, because first of all, you're going to see it stop going up. And then when you come back down, it, sometimes it doesn't take very many days. It's only 5 or 6 trading days before you make the new T. And but I have learned that Woody Dorsey, who is the probably one of the most famous cycle experts, who you remember was quoted in Barron's, and called for the April top and the was it mid-June top, has not turned bullish, but he is forecasting a low in the mid-September time period. So assuming that he has got some expertise in cycles, it would about fit that mid-September would be the place that you'd look, because you're going to top out in a couple of days, and you could come, typically they come down 5, 6, 7 trading days, and they make some kind of a oversold condition, and then they turn it up. So what you'd have to do is you'd have to come down, make the oscillator dip back in so that you could eventually draw in a cash buildup line on this T. And then you would have to come out of that very fast with the volume oscillator going to a new higher high than wherever we end the current rally's top occurs, so that you have a breakout in the oscillator. That can trigger you a rally which will satisfy the conditions of getting the market out of the bottom of the trading range in the first chart. And then we have to proceed on the assumption that we're going to have to figure out what the story is. Well, that's pretty well straightforward in history. It looks peculiar because of the transfer and so forth over. But the question is, where are you going to get another T in the advanced decline line? And the answer to that one is, it may be that this rally is a blue chip rally, or it's a very selective rally, and the advanced decline line falls behind. And in that case, what will happen is you'll get more arms numbers that are very low. You can see that the arms ratio in the left second column from the left, see, it's been the last three numbers at 0.25, 0.49, 0.35. You're getting to the point where you're going to an arms sell condition. Well, if they stop the rally and then they turn it down and get it oversold again, and then they start a new T, I would suspect that if it's a very selective rally, that you're going to get an arms sell signal somewhere along the line. And the market may continue to work its way up, but it would be a selective rally, and it would be concentrations. And I believe that the leadership in that area is is going to be the gold mining stocks. That's pretty much reaching beyond the information that we have right now. But Tocqueville Gold made an all-time record high on Friday, and it looks like it's hot to go, and the other comments that I left out on Wednesday there would lead me to believe that's headed up to the become one of the leadership areas in this new T. So that's it for today. We got a couple more days to kind of pin this stuff down. So I'll be doing my update on Wednesday, and we'll see whether that looks like it's playing out. And then we'll get a chance next Sunday to look at the pattern in more detail, and we'll get a chance to kind of refine this idea of a new T, and try to figure out what the advanced decline line is doing. That's it for today. Thanks for checking in, and we'll be back here next Sunday. Bye-bye.